These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Nathan, I'm 32, a civil servant from London.
I'm Deborah, I'm 46, and I'm a finance manager from Bridgend.
I'm Mark, 29, an energy services manager from West Yorkshire.
I'm Mandy, I'm 51, I'm a window cleaner from Oxfordshire.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But, of course, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Nathan. Welcome to the show, Nathan.
Thank you, Brad.
First up, are you a quizzer?
Yes, I am a quizzer. I play in the Quiz League of London, towards the basement end. I'm also a professional quiz master in my spare time.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you're a civil servant?
Civil servant.
All right, and what do you do in the civil service?
Investigate financial crime. I'm in law enforcement.
And how long have you been doing that?
Not 6 months or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not long.
What did you do before?
I freelanced as a musician, trombone player.
Oh, right.
Yeah, for about a year and a half or so.
Doing?
All sorts of classical. That wasn't paying very well, but I do lots of pop and some comedy gigs. And just I've moonlight on around the comedy circuit, which sounds very weird. But
really?
In classical circuits, I've played the Albert Hall.
Wow.
I've played the Hammersmith Apollo.
Wow. All right, and if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd like to go to the States and do a Man vs. Food style tour with my girlfriend.
Man vs. Food
yeah.
style. All right, well, listen, let's get you across to the States, shall we?
Yeah.
On this Man vs. Food tour. This is the cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
I am.
Let's get cracking. Good luck, Nathan. Your time starts now. How many female British prime ministers were there in the 20th century?
One.
Correct. Haddon Sunbloom drew the famous Santa Claus adverts for what drinks company?
Coca-Cola.
Correct. Who plays hitman Ethan in the 2014 film 3 Days to Kill?
Pass.
Kevin Costner. Which Archbishop of Canterbury married Prince William and Kate Middleton?
Rowan Williams.
Correct. Which country is the only member of the Commonwealth whose name begins with J?
Pass.
Jamaica?
Yeah.
What element makes up nearly half of the mass of the Earth's crust?
Nitrogen.
Oxygen.
Oh, God.
Which writer and wit was born in 1854 in Dublin?
Oscar Wilde.
Correct. What sports brand began supplying the FIFA World Cup match balls in 1970?
Adidas.
Correct. Starring Jeremy Renner, the name of what Oscar-winning film is military slang?
Bravo 2-0.
The Hurt Locker. In snooker, what's the combined points value of the yellow and green balls?
5.
Correct. The Warren Commission concluded that which... No time to get there for you. £6,000, Nathan. You're a better player than that.
Yeah, a couple of Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see how we get on at the table, though. Time to face the chaser, but who will you be up against today? Could it be the Sinner Man, Paul Sinner? He was voted best-dressed chaser in a survey he did by himself. Perhaps, though, it's the dark destroyer, Sean Wallace. Some people silently gasp at his answers. Well, it's more of a yawn, actually. Oh, could it be a new chaser, Jenny, the Vixen Ryan? She might be a fiery person, but you will be the one to be put out. Or what about the beast, Mark Labette, a chaser of quiz contestants and chip fans? Or maybe it's the governess, Anne Hegarty. She's like Angelina Jolie's opposite number. She's called Angelina, not very Jolie. Right, who do you want to take on?
I would like to play Anne.
Why?
I like the cut of her jib.
Leave it.
Hey, I've got no jib to talk about, thank you very much.
OK.
And I'd like to see her wry smile as I go back to the desk and join my team.
Are you ready?
I am.
Time to bring on the chaser. Oh, it is as well. What about that?
Come on. We never know.
I never know who's coming across the bridge. It's kept a secret from me, but here, your wish is our command. It's the governess, Anne Hegarty.
Hello, Nathan.
Hello, Anne. Who said dreams can't come true?
Likes the cut of your jib.
Yes, I wasn't aware I had a jib.
One of my favourite jibs.
Oh, you say you're a basement-level quizzer?
Basement, yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm up in the penthouse.
Ooh. Hello. Do you want to jump in the lift? There we go. Let's put some money on the table. Very good. £6,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chase will offer you...
£600.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chase, she will offer you...
You should seriously consider this. £3,000.
Have a chat with your team. Thank you very much. Mandy.
What do you reckon?
I think you could go for the 26.
Okay.
I'm confident with you in that one.
Yeah, well, I agree with Mandy. Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, with your quiz background, I think the 26,000 is the way to go.
Yeah, yeah. Deborah?
You can at least do the 6,000, but definitely go for the 26 if you feel confident enough.
Thank you, team. Okay, 600, 6,000, 26,000. What'll it be?
26 sort of hits the mark that I was would get me thinking about it.
Ooh.
But oh. I'm pleased with 6. But I can get 6 back.
And yep.
Yeah, that's 1,500 quid each for the team, isn't it?
All right. 6,000 for you. Nathan, for 6 grand, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which musical brothers played the lead roles in the 1990 film The Craze? A, Gary and Martin Kemp. B, Matt and Luke Goss. C, Morris and Robin Gibb. You've put Gary and Martin Kemp.
Yes. As much as I'd love to imagine Morris and Robin Gibb playing The Craze,
yep.
Gary and Martin Kemp is the right answer.
Correct answer is... Of course it is. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Yep, absolutely. Here's your next question. What European country has a capital with a three-word name? A, Andorra. B, Moldova. C, San Marino. You've put Andorra.
Yep. Capital of Moldova is Chisinev. San Marino, I think, is just San Marino. And Andorra is Andorra La Vella.
Correct answer is...
Very good.
Step close to home. Chase has put. Goes right also with Andorra.
Yes, exactly what he said, except that nowadays Chisinev is usually known as Chisinau.
Chisinau.
Yeah.
Here's your next question. Dr. Gordon Freeman is the protagonist of what video game series? A, Quake. B, Call of Duty. C, Half-Life. You've put Half-Life.
This is something of a stab in the dark. Video games are not my thing. Quake is, well, it's too old and I don't think it was a doctor. Basically, I think Half-Life's the only one with a doctor as a lead character.
Correct answer is... Well played, step close to home. Chase has put. Goes wrong with Quake, game opens up. Here we go. Now then, all day long, 26 grand.
New Year's. That's more money than I've got at the moment.
Well, I'm telling you now, here's your next question. What farm animal goes before parsley to give the name of a plant with white flowers? A, cow. B, pig. C, hen. You've put cow.
This is pretty much a guess based on the fact that pig parsley and hen parsley sound a bit unrealistic.
Don't sound right. Correct answer is... Cow is correct. Step close to home. Chase has put. Goes right with cow. Pretty much. We are 4 ahead, 1 from home. Good luck.
Thank
Here's
you.
Your question. Macaulay Culkin featured in the music video for which Michael Jackson song? A, Black or White. B, Billie Jean. C, Thriller. You've put Black or White.
Again, it's elimination more than memory, but I seem to remember him appearing in Shades in Black or White, because that was a funky video that was around that time, 91. Would he have existed, of Billie Jean Thriller?
I'm not sure, but I remember in Black or White, they all had them turning heads,
yeah.
Didn't they, in the video?
Yeah.
All right, 6,000 to go through. Could have gone for 26, but that's the way it is. You've put Black or White. Correct answer is... It's correct.
And you perfectly well you could have gone for the 26,000.
Yeah, but when
actually,
I get
I
options,
think we all did.
When I get options in front of me, sometimes I go to jelly. It just worked out well today.
Well, I tell you what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 can't be wrong.
All right, all right. Your point is made.
Nathan, really well played.
Thanks very much, Brad.
Great, yeah, well played, mate. Congratulations. First player up and first player through. The 6K. Well, there you are. I mean, great to see your player number one go through like that. That really builds confidence in the team. Chaser?
You're Nathan Hamer, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am.
Yes.
Oh.
Hang on. Whoa, hold everything. You know him?
Mother!
I don't know him, but I know who he is, which is why I knew he was going to get through.
He has a reputation?
He is known to be a quizzer, so I know you're good.
Right. Next to face the chaser, it's Deborah. Welcome to the show, Deborah.
Thank you, Bradley.
From Bridgend.
I am, yes.
What a beautiful part of the world that is. Now, what do you do for a living?
I work as a finance manager for the local council.
OK, good. What do you get up to in your spare time?
I try to keep fit, so I go swimming into Zumba. I like reading, particularly crime novels.
Oh, who's your favourite crime novelist?
I like James Patterson.
He's good.
But I also like John Grisham and Patricia Cornwell as well.
Yeah, excellent. Hey, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, it's my mum's 70th birthday coming up, so we'd like to treat her to go and stay in a hotel with my dad for a few days, have a bit of pampering.
What's your mum's name?
Reenie.
Reenie.
Yes.
All right, we'll give them our very best. Let's see if we can get them in a beautiful hotel for your mum's birthday. You ready?
Yes.
Good luck, Deborah. Your time starts now. What famous battle took place in Sussex in October 1066?
Battle of Hastings.
Correct. A zorse is a cross between a horse and what animal?
A zebra.
Correct. What is the highest regnal number to have been used by British monarchs?
8.
Correct. Which Top Gear TV presenter wrote the book What Could Possibly Go Wrong?
Jeremy Clarkson.
Correct. What Mattel doll couple appeared in Toy Story 3?
Ken and Barbie.
Correct. What world-famous stamp dealer is located at 399 The Strand, London?
Pass.
Stanley Gibbons. Which footballer made his 100th appearance for England in 2014?
Wayne Rooney.
Correct. What 1925 Anita Loos novel is in the form of a diary by Lorelei?
I'm Frank.
Gentlemen prefer blondes. Which ex-Westlife singer presents the ITV show Who's Doing the Dishes?
Pass. I knew it.
Brian McFadden is the answer. Exactly the same as Nathan. £6,000, Deborah. Ready?
Yes.
It is time to face the chaser.
Hello, Deborah.
Hello, Anne.
Another £6,000?
Mm.
Another very good player?
We'll see.
I feel like I'm being ganged up on here.
£6,000, 3 steps ahead of the chaser. If you wish to take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But a step closer to the chaser will get you an offer of...
£36,000.
Thank you very much. Have a chat with your team. Mandy.
You're good at the six. I think you'll come back with that.
Yeah.
OK.
Mark.
I think you did fantastically well. The choice is yours, but I think I would tend to err on the side of caution and go with 6,000.
Nathan?
Yeah, super cash builder. Well done. 36 is a lovely offer. I think it would really annoy Anne if you came back with 6.
OK.
Perfect, thank you. 36 grand. Deborah, what'll it be?
I'll stick with the 6, I think.
That's good. 6 it is. Chaser?
Well, I need to make sure that Nathan doesn't have anyone else with him. So you're going home.
Let's see. You'll Deborah, see. For 6 grand, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which author described Winston Churchill as simply a radio personality who outlived his prime? A. Evelyn Waugh. B. Aldous Huxley. C. Agatha Christie. You've put Evelyn Waugh.
I don't really know, but I can't imagine it was Agatha Christie, so it's a bit of a guess between the other two.
Correct answer is... Well played, Evelyn Waugh. It is. Step closer to home, chaser's put. Goes right with Evelyn Waugh. Waugh not a fan?
It just sounded to me like the sort of waspish thing he would have said.
Here's your next question. In the Bible, the newborn Christ was visited by wise men who came from which direction? A, the east, B, the north, C, the west. You've put the east.
Yeah, I'm sure that's where they came from.
Correct answer is... It is the east. Step closer to home. Chaser's put. Yeah, it is the east. In fact, so far east, I think it was Norwich.
It tends to be assumed they were from Iran.
All right. Here's next question. What is the only English club football team to have a number one single? A, Chelsea. B, Tottenham Hotspur. C, Manchester United. You've put Tottenham Hotspur.
A bit of a guess, but I don't recall Chelsea or Man United having a number one, but I could be wrong.
Correct answer is... It's Manchester United, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Man United. Here's your next question. Which of these Channel Islands does not allow cars? A, Alderney, B, Guernsey, C, Sark. You've put Guernsey.
I've never been to any of them, so it's a bit of a guess, really.
Yeah. Correct answer is... it's actually Sark. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. She should close the gap now. It goes right with Sark, moves to within one with three from home. Good job we didn't go for the 36 grand.
I have actually been driven around in a car on Guernsey.
Yes.
So I knew it wasn't that.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Here's your next question. In Jane Austen's Emma, what are described as the best fruit in England? A, strawberries, B, pineapples, C, mangoes. You've put strawberries.
They're the only ones I can imagine being described. I've not read it, so...
correct answer is... gotta be strawberries. Yep, step closer to home. Chaser's put. Can't be any others. Mm. Yeah, it goes right, the strawberries. Here's your next question. Which of these men would be most likely to use crampons? A, Chris Broad, B, Chris Boardman, C, Chris Bonington. You've put Chris Bonington.
Climbing, ice, climbing up mountains.
Yeah, correct answer is... step close to home, well done. One from home, $6,000. Chase has put. Goes right with Bonington and remains the one behind. We're one from home. Very good. Another good match.
Yeah, famous mountaineer.
Hanging on in there. Well done, Deborah. Here's your question. Good luck. In Are You Being Served, what was Mrs. Slocum's first name? A, Betty. B, Kitty. C, Fanny. Need an answer. Ooh, that was close. You have put Fanny.
I thought the answer would come to me and it just it wasn't any of those.
You've put Fanny to go through with $6,000. Correct answer is it's got to be.
Oh.
Betty Slocum it is. Staying where you are. If the chaser has put Betty Slocum, you're out. Think she knows it?
Yeah, probably.
Chaser has put. Yeah, actually, very good answer from the chaser. Because I have to be honest, not the sort of thing I'd have paid attention to,
no.
To be fair. So, did you know that for sure, or...?
I was pretty sure it was that.
Right, OK.
But did very, very well there.
Yeah.
You like your thrillers, don't you?
Yes, I do, yeah.
That was a bit of a thriller.
Yeah.
It's a good game. However, I'm sorry, Deborah. You return back to Bridge End simply because you have been caught. A view of the chase
Thank
is
you.
Over.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Good luck. Thank you. One down, one three, one all.
And that's good because she did do a good cash builder. She would have been useful in the final chase.
Indeed, she would have. However, Nathan is through with £6,000 in the prize fund. Mark is up after the break. Will he be able to add to it? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Mark. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hi, Brad.
You're from West Yorkshire?
Yeah, just outside Leeds.
OK, and what is it you do for a living?
I'm an energy services manager.
OK, what do you get up to in your spare time?
A really keen runner. Like to get out there a couple of times a week. Quite long. Done the London Marathon in the past.
Yeah.
And in terms of other pastimes, really keen on gardening, so grow a lot of my own vegetables and chickens in the garden.
You grow your own chickens?
I don't necessarily grow my own chickens. I have hatched a couple.
Why don't you just stick one in the ground, see if it grows?
I don't think that'll work.
No.
Give it a try.
OK. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I'd probably do a loft conversion at home. We've got a little family now and looking to expand space, so...
How many children do you have?
Just one at the minute.
Called?
Poppy.
That's a lovely name. OK, Mark, let's see if we can get you a loft. I wish you luck. Your time starts now. Aston Martin has created the DB10 car for what film franchise?
James Bond.
Correct. Paul Hewson and David Evans are members of what Irish rock band?
Pass.
U2. .ro is the internet domain code for what European country?
Romania.
Correct. Which British diver received a gold Blue Peter badge in 2010?
Pass.
Tom Daley. Corona Extra Beer is often drunk with a wedge of what citrus
Lime.
Fruit? Correct. Which American talk show host voiced Judge Bumbleton in B-Movie?
Pass.
Oprah Winfrey. South Mimms service station is on what orbital motorway?
M25.
Correct. board game War of the Ring is based on what fantasy book trilogy?
Lord of the Rings.
Correct. In 1953, the Tate Gallery bought a copy of what sculpture by Rodin?
Pass.
The Kiss. The name of the edible mushroom, chanterelle, comes from what language?
French.
Correct. Which media tycoon began his career in 1952 when he inherited the Adelaide News?
Rupert Murdoch.
Correct. Just in time. Well played, Mark. £7,000. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Good player. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Mark.
Why, hello.
You like running and you like the fresh air.
I do indeed, yeah.
That's good, because in a minute you'll be outside and I've cancelled your taxi.
Thank you.
Let's put some money on the table. Very good, Mark. Good team here on the hands, actually. £7,000. However, step close to home will get you an offer of...
£2,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, you will get an offer of...
Is anyone going high? £44,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Mandy.
That's really tempting, Mark, and...
It is.
I think it's doable for you, but I think you're better off coming back here.
Nathan.
You're definitely capable of 44, taking up to a nice round 50. 2,000 is a generous offer. I say 7, but you can do the 44. I'll put it in your hands.
Oh, all right, thank you. At 2,000, 7,000, £44,000.
That is very, very tempting.
What do you think?
I'm going to go with 7.
OK, 7 it is. Chaser?
Oh, so close.
Yeah, close.
You really wanted to, didn't you?
It really did tempt me, but...
Mark, for 7 grand, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these colours does not appear on the flag of Argentina? A, blue, B, red, C, white. You've put... red, yeah.
Obvious reasons, yeah.
Correct answer is... yep, a step closer home, well done. Chaser has put... goes right also with red. Here's your next question. How many full-length novels did Arthur Conan Doyle write about Sherlock Holmes? A, 4. B, 14. C, 24. You've put... 24.
Yeah, pretty much a guess, to be perfectly honest. I know there's quite a few novels, Sherlock Holmes, it was 14 or 24, and it was 50-50, really, so I'm not overly confident.
Correct answer is... Only four full-length novels. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... yeah, it goes right before. A lot of them short stories. Chaser...
yes, I'm afraid most of the Sherlock Holmes stories you've heard of are actually short stories.
Right. Yeah.
They were collected in collections called things like The Casebook of Sherlock Holmes and His Last Bow, but those were not novels.
Here's your next question. Which of these sports fields the largest team? A, rugby union. B, Gaelic football. C, Aussie rules. You've put rugby union. What's that, 15 aside?
15 aside. Gaelic football, it's a big field, and so is Aussie rules. They can't even play on cricket fields. So I know that they're quite large, but I think Aussie rules is around 11 players. Gaelic, maybe 13, like rugby league. So I'm hoping it's 15.
Correct answer is... Aussie rules, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Aussie rules.
Yeah, as soon as the question came up, I was hoping that Aussie rules would be one of the options. They have 18.
Right.
18?
18, yeah, on a sort of oval-shaped field.
Yeah. Chaser's one behind, we're 4 from home. Good job we didn't go for the 44 grand.
Exactly.
Here's your next question. Which of these is not a bone in the ear? A, anvil, B, hammer, C, bellow. You've put bellow.
Yeah, I'm sure anvil and hammer kind of make up the cochlear. But...
correct answer is... well played. Step closer home. Chaser's put. Yeah, it goes right with bellow. Stays one behind. It's all good. Here's the next question. The full title of what Dickens novel includes the phrase which he never meant to publish on any account? A, David Copperfield. B, Martin Chuzzlewit. C, Nicholas Nickleby. You've put David Copperfield.
I kind of thought David Copperfield before it came out. Could be wrong. But yeah, that was my gut instinct.
Correct answer is... And very good at instinct it was too. Step closer home, Chaser's put. It goes right with Copperfield, remains the one behind. We are two from home. Here's next question. What row of letters on a standard keyboard has no vowels? A, top, B, middle, C, bottom. You've put bottom.
Yeah, do spend quite a bit of time on a keyboard, but yeah, hopefully right.
Correct answer is... And it is. Step closer at home. Chaser's put. Good match, this. Also goes right. Ticking with us. One behind. We're one from home with $7,000. Here's your question. Good luck. Which of these beaches is closest to the United Kingdom? A, Bondi. B, Copacabana. And C, Waikiki. Need an answer? Ooh, that was close. You've put... Copacabana.
That is a really tough question, to be honest. I tried to work it out on flights, actually, in terms of flight times. So I'm assuming Bondi's further, but it was, yeah.
Right, to go through with seven.
I need it. Need it right.
Yep. Correct answer is. Well played. Focus right. Very good. Well done. Excellent.
I don't even know why you struggled with that one. I mean, obviously, South America is closer than anywhere else.
All right, all right.
In terms of Hawaii, so... OK.
Mark, you're through to the final chase. Well done, mate. Congratulations. Sorry. And it's nicely building up, £13,000. I think all we need Mandy to do is get a nice $7,000 and we've rounded it up to 20. That would be nice. Chaser?
Yes, no, I hope that doesn't happen. I hope she does a rotten cash builder and I catch her very easily. Thank you very much.
There you go. What a misery guts. However, two lads are through and there's $13,000 in the prize fund. Mandy is up after the break. Can she add to it? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's Mandy. Welcome to the show, Mandy.
Thank you, Bradley.
From Oxfordshire.
I am.
All right.
Originally a Londoner, though.
Really? Whereabouts in London?
Shepherd's Bush, born and bred.
Shepherd's Bush. OK. What do you do for a living?
I'm a window cleaner.
Right. How long have you been doing that?
15 years. I joined my stepdad's business 15 years ago and actually took it over fully about 5-6 years ago when he retired.
Are you like an old-fashioned window cleaner?
Yeah, traditional.
You're up on the ladder with your squeegee and your thing?
And a ladder.
Really? OK, now, listen, what I've got to ask you, when you're cleaning windows...
Yep.
Do you ever, you know... Have you ever spotted anything unusual?
A couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there was one time we was looking through the window and the customer, I think he was in his 70s, was sitting behind his desk in a pair of Speedos, which was, we had to look away.
Very peculiar.
And there's things that I obviously cannot tell you.
No. How about that, though?
Yeah. Let's say the guy that was in the bedroom commando crawled across the floor.
Really?
Once he realised I was up at the window and he had no clothes on. Don't think he should have been there.
No, I don't think he should have been there either. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I would love a big 60-inch telly with a surround sound system to make my lounge sound like a cinema. So I love the films and love the sport on the telly.
How big is your lounge?
It's not that big, but I'm getting a bit deaf in my old age, so it'll come in handy.
All right, well, look, let's see if we can get you a big telly. 60-inch telly, that's massive.
Yeah, I know.
Right, OK, good luck, Mandy. I wish you luck.
Thank
you. Here you go. Your time starts now. The 2004 film Wimbledon centres around what sport?
Tennis.
Correct. The Derbyshire villages of Edel and Eme are in what national park?
Pass.
Peak District. Don't Leave Home Without It was an ad slogan for what credit card company?
MasterCard.
American Express. A privileged elite known as the Inner Party rule in what George Orwell novel?
Pass.
1984. The teams in the TV show Bargain Hunt are named after what two colours?
Red and blue.
Correct. What football club has been in England's top flight continuously since 1919?
Manchester United.
Arsenal. France and what other European country have Atlantic and Mediterranean coasts?
Portugal.
Spain. In a nursery rhyme, which character was beat after the pig was eat?
Pass.
Tom the Piper's son. Peter Andre and Stacey Solomon have both advertised what high street chain on television?
Iceland.
Correct. Who did Trevor MacDonald interview days after his release from prison in 1990?
Nelson Mandela.
Correct. Nicely picked up the end there, Mandy. $4,000. I have to say, there are some tough questions in there for you. However, $4,000 is good. Gambling girl?
No. Depends what's on that top offer.
I'll tell you what, let's see what's on the table, eh?
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Anne.
Oh, you've seen some embarrassing things at work?
Yes, I certainly
Now you're about to be part of one here.
Well, it's up a ladder again, so there is an embarrassing thing up there.
Indeed.
Very good. Let's put some money on the table. There we are, and $4,000. A step closer to home, though, will get you an offer of...
-£1,000.
But a step closer to the chaser will get you an offer of...
You won't take it. £62,000.
Wow, £62,000. Have some of that. Have a chat with your team. Mark.
That's one out of the ballpark, isn't it?
That is a huge offer. I don't think I've ever seen one as big. I think you've already kind of set your stall out to take four, to be perfectly honest, but if you want to go for the -1,000 and get back here, then the choice is yours.
Nathan?
I think you've got enough about you to take the $4,000. Come back with $4,000.
Absolutely. OK, thank you very much. Mandy, we have -1,000, £4,000, £62,000. What are you thinking?
Oh, that's a fantastic offer, and I am tempted, but I'm going to stick with the four.
OK, $4,000 it is.
Yes, I'm glad you didn't go minus. Some respect for you there.
All right, here we go. Mandy, for $4,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here's your first question. Which former politician presents the TV series Great Continental Railway Journeys? A, Michael Portillo. B, Kenneth Clark. C, Nigel Lawson. You've put... Kenneth Clark.
I seem to have a vision of Kenneth Clark hanging out of a railway carriage, but...
That's not on the telly, though.
That's a fantasy of yours.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's just a picture in my head.
Correct answer is... It's Portillo. Staying where you are, Chase has put... Goes with Michael Portillo, and I've got to say, very good at his too.
Yeah.
Really enjoy it. Here's your next question. Good luck. In law, a legatee will, in due course, find themselves what? A, under arrest. B, banned. C, richer. You've put...
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Under arrest.
Yeah. Richer was...
Legatee.
Yeah.
You've put under arrest. You've pressed the wrong button. Correct answer is... Richer. Yeah, that's what you said. Staying where you are, Chaser has put... Goes right with Richie, closes the gap, moves from him one with five from home.
Because they've been left a legacy in someone's will.
Indeed, yeah, a legacy, indeed. All right, but I think, to be fair, man, you knew that. That's just the way it was, just pressed the wrong button. Here's your question. Whose 28-year-old 1,500 metres British record did Mo Farah break in 2013? A, Seb Coe. B, Steve Ovett. C, Steve Cram. You've put Steve Ovett.
Yeah, I think I can remember this, but I think it's between the two Steves.
Here we go. All right, it's got to be right. You've put Steve Ovett. Correct answer is... Steve Cram. Bad luck. OK, staying where you are. If the chaser has put Steve Cram, you're out. What do you think?
She's got it.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Chaser has put... Double ouch. Ah, we pressed the wrong button.
I know. It's not my fault. The buttons are there. They're labelled.
Never mind.
Never mind, indeed. I tell you what, though, thoroughly enjoyed playing alongside you, Mandy. I wish you well in all you do. However, right now, you have been caught, and for you, Mandy, the chase is over.
Thank you very much, Bradley.
Cheers. Nice to see you. So, two down, two three. Two all at the moment, then.
And I've got rid of both the women.
Yes.
So there'll be girly questions that they won't be able to push me back on.
So the two girls are indeed out and the two lads are through to the final chase in the forms of Mark and Nathan. Total prize fund is $13,000. That is $6,500 each. Are they going home with it? Will Nathan's reputation outrun the chaser? Find out after the break. Welcome back. Mark and Nathan have made it through to the final chase. There's 13 grand in the prize fund. Of course, that is 6.5 grand each. Nathan, what will you do with yours?
Go to America, man versus food tour of the States with my girlfriend.
Perfect. Mark?
It's going to go on home improvements, hopefully get a loft extension.
Perfect. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase. Set A or set B, and you have selected set.
Chose set B.
Set B, that of course means the governess gets set A. Two of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a two-step head start in the chase. And there it is. I wish you luck, lads. Are you ready?
Yes.
Indeed.
Your time starts now. What 2 months start with the letter A?
Nathan. April and August.
Correct. Which member of the X-Men has retractable metal claws?
Wolverine.
Correct. 5 and 10 pence coins were first introduced in what decade?
Nathan. 70s.
60s. The Dhammapada is a set of teachings in what religion?
Nathan. Hinduism.
Buddhism. What type of dairy product is Hereford Hop?
Mark. Cheese.
Correct. At sixes and sevens with you is a line from what musical song?
Mark. Pass.
Don't cry for me, Argentina. On what island would you visit Parkhurst Forest?
Nathan. Isle of Wight.
Correct. The Chequers ring belonged to which Tudor monarch?
Nathan. Henry VIII.
Elizabeth I. LA7 was a kids' TV show featuring what pop band?
Nathan. S Club 7.
Correct. Leg theory is a term from which sport?
Nathan. Cricket.
Correct. What Japanese motor company was founded by Jujiro Matsuda?
Nathan. Nissan.
Mazda. Fez and Marrakesh are former capitals of what country?
Nathan. Morocco.
Correct. The nightingale belongs to what family of birds?
Nathan. Finch.
Thrush. What type of vehicle was the British Army's Challenger 1?
Mark.
Land Rover.
Tank. Which pop star sang on the John Mayer song Who You Love?
Nathan.
Pass.
Katy Perry. World War II lasted just under how many years?
Nathan.
6.
Correct. Exeter and what other English city have an X in their name?
Nathan.
Pass.
Oxford. Oh. What card game has a variant called Kansas Lowball?
Nathan.
Poker.
Correct. Which mythical gorgon is depicted on the flag of Sicily?
Nathan.
Pass.
Medusa. A Pirate's Life is a song from what Disney film?
Nathan.
Pass.
Peter Pan.
No.
The word vodka comes from what language?
Nathan.
Russian.
Correct. If you cause your own downfall, you dig your own what?
Nathan.
Grave.
Correct. Which saint founded the Order of Black Friars in 1216?
Nathan.
Francis.
Dominic. No. The novel Little Women was first published in what century?
Nathan.
19.
Correct, and just in time. Well played. 14 steps, boys.
It's middling, middling.
You're going to need some pushbacks. OK, I wish you well, though. 14. Time to bring back the chaser. Got to say, I was expecting at least 17, 18.
I was predicting over 20.
Really?
Yeah.
OK, right.
You never know. It will be very much about the pushbacks.
Absolutely right. And remember, of course, if the governess gets a question wrong and then Mark and Nathan get it right, they push her back one step. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. Coquille Saint-Jacques is a dish from what country's cuisine?
France.
Correct. How many signs of the zodiac begin with the letter C?
Two.
Correct. The lunate bone is in what joint of the human arm?
The wrist.
Correct. What technology company developed the Safari web browser?
Ooh. Microsoft?
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Here we go, lads. First one. All right.
It's the Apple browser on the Mac. Yeah, it's Apple.
Apple is correct. We push the chaser back. 12 required. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, in what Japanese sport can a yorikiri win a bout?
Karate.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
I think it's sumo.
I think it's sumo because judo is ippon, isn't it? That's all I'm thinking. So we're going to go with sumo.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. 13 required. Here we go. We're clawing our way back, lads. Good stuff. Chaser, your time starts again now. What Old Testament book tells the story of Abraham?
Genesis.
Correct. Which king said on his abdication, I laid down my burden?
Edward VIII.
Correct. In 2003, which female rapper released Past That Dutch?
Nicki Minaj?
Stop the clock, that is wrong. In 2003, which female rapper released Past That Dutch?
Mayans, go on.
No, you throw out yours first.
I'm only going to throw out Missy Elliott.
That's a good shout. I know it, it's just, it's not coming to me.
Shall we just say that then?
Yeah.
Yeah, Missy Elliott.
Is correct. We push the chaser back. 12 required now to catch the scene. Very good. Chaser, your time starts again now. Piper Hideseek is a brand of what sparkling wine?
Champagne.
Correct. The ancient city of Carthage stood on what sea?
The Mediterranean.
Correct. In what Raymond Briggs story are humans called dry cleaners?
Fungus the Bogeyman.
Correct. What German car company makes the Scirocco?
Volkswagen.
Correct. Jackie Smith was the first woman to hold what cabinet position?
Home Secretary.
Correct. Which Surrey town hosts the annual music festival, Guildfest?
Guildford.
Correct. Which literary character famously asks, who in the world am I?
Carmen Sandiego?
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Who in the world am I?
Who in the world am I?
It's Pope Pinocchio, I think.
Oh, that's a nice shout. Pinocchio.
Is wrong. Bad luck, though. Correct answer is Alice. Alice in Wonderland. Bad luck.
Right, yeah.
You've hit the post with that. Bad luck. Okay, here we go. Six required, 42 seconds remaining. Your time starts again now. What single letter was the stage name of a member of Steps?
H.
Correct. How many cards are there in two suits of playing cards?
104.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. How many cards are there in two suits of playing cards?
26.
Is correct. We push the chaser back. Six now required to catch the team. 32 seconds remaining. Chaser, your time starts again now. In what country is the Satish Dhawan Space Center?
Guyana.
Stop the clock. That is wrong. Here we go. This will put us right back in it. In what country is the Satish Dhawan Space Center?
It's not Israel.
No, I think it... That sounds Indian or Chinese to me.
Satish. Yeah.
Satish Dhawan.
Need an answer, please, boys?
India.
Yes, go with India.
India.
Is correct. Push the chaser back. Seven required. 27 seconds remaining. Here we go. Your time starts again now. What fast food chain has a Little Tasters menu?
Little Chef.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Well, it's not
Burger King. I think it's Burger King.
Bit of knowledge there. Bit of knowledge.
That's a gut feel.
Burger King.
Is wrong. Correct answer is McDonald's.
Oh.
Chaser, your time starts again. Now, what dance shares its name with a region on the border of hell?
Crikey. No, don't know.
Stop the clock.
It's from the Dan Brown book when there were...
I should so know this. It's not the Tarantelle, is it? The town...
Need an answer, please.
Tarantelle.
Is wrong. Correct answer is Limbo.
Limbo.
Oh, within Limbo. Oh.
Here we go. Your time starts again now. Pall Mall and free parking are features on what board game?
Monopoly.
Correct. What political party was behind China's 1949 revolution?
Communist.
Correct. Air Guitar in 2014 was the debut single by what pop supergroup?
No, don't know.
Stop the clock.
Oh, it's going to be McBusted, isn't it? Because they're McFly and Busted.
Yeah.
McBusted.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. Six now required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Peel Park, Salford is up. Time is up. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Exactly what the governor said, all about the pushbacks. Nine chances. Six executed. Beat the chaser by six. Perfect.
Wow.
Well played. Pleased?
Surprised.
Yeah, well, you were disappointed with the original target of 14.
Yeah, I thought we'd do better than that.
I thought you underperformed, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Congratulations,
sorry,
Mark. Congratulations, Nathan.
Thank you.
Take the £13,000, split it between the two of you, £6,500 each. Take it, enjoy it. You've outrun the chaser. You've not been caught. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Chaser.
Yep, six pushbacks. Very, very good indeed, guys.
Yeah. So great answers there. Indeed. What about that, folks? All about the pushbacks. Extraordinary, especially against the governess. However, Mark and Nathan go home with £6,500 each. See, it can be done. And if you could take money from a chaser, then please come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. Potato.